chasing that blue, blue ribbon, your whole life running away. And if you ever find what you've truly been missing, what will it mean anyway?
I've got shivers running down my My Fix It Up Life spine. Tim Williams' new song, Blue Blue Ribbon.
And Mark's new favorite song, too. I think.
Powerhouse.
Yes.
Tim literally sings 5 of my 3 favorite songs.
Well, that is a very good compliment. But we have a gorgeous girl sitting next to you, Mark.
And barely noticed.
And you're talking about the guy that's sitting with him. He's handsome, too.
Tim's spectacular, but we
are. You go to timwilliams.com and you can check out how handsome he is. But Sabrina is here.
Hi, Sabrina. Hi. Welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I'm jealous of your boots.
Oh, thanks. They're new. I don't wear boots on these sites, and I learned my lesson. Now, 3rd episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're hot. Yeah, they're definitely a hot pair of boots.
Thank you.
Jealous because I've got, like, old, yucky.
They'll look like this by the end of the week.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice. Now, did you wear heels on the first ones? Or?
I wore inappropriate shoes.
Right, so you sunk in 4 inches.
I ruined the shoes and looked like an idiot. So I learned my lesson.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, and we're talking to Sabrina Soto, and you can check her out online, sabrinasoto.com.
Yep.
Or you can follow her on Twitter. We do,
at
Sabrina Soto. And you probably have seen her on HGTV because you're on, well, everything. You're
and
on HGTV'd on the High Low Project.
Yep.
And you've guested on lots of other shows, too.
Get It Sold, Real Estate Intervention, and The Green Home.
It might be easier, Sabrina, to list the shows you're not on.
and if that isn't enough, if you aren't an HGTV fan, she also is on commercials for Target, too. So you have seen her lovely face on many, many stations, too.
Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun projects.
Yes. And how do you juggle that? You know, working for Target, working on all of these other TV shows, and then being on Extreme Makeover 2.
I have no life.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All of my plans are dead. No, it's fun. This isn't work. This is fun. And being able to build these homes on this capacity, like, I never dreamt in a million years I'd be able to have this opportunity. So it's fun. And, like, you know, obviously you guys love your job. So it keeps you going. It doesn't feel like work or a burden.
Now, this is your 3rd project.
Right.
Now, what is it like for you to meet the family and to hear their story for the first time?
Do you know the family from this week?
Just basics.
Yeah. They are amazing. Dale, she runs a soup kitchen, is, I think, one of the, like, most angelic people I've ever met in my entire life.
Angelic?
Yes, she
wow.
is. She gives and gives and gives to the community and to the homeless people in the neighborhood so much. She'll get a gift for herself and give it away the next day. There's not many people in the world that do that.
No, they're really, unless you don't like the gift that you're given.
True,
and then you re-gift it. But no, that
She's
is amazing.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, so has anyone cried yet?
On this episode?
Yes.
Yes, Michael cries, but Michael always cries.
Okay.
I mean, you can't help but get teary when you hear these family stories. Mm-hmm. It's a very emotional show, but what's so fun is that it's emotional, but it's you get to be creative as well.
Okay.
It's a nice balance.
Now, do you get to meet the family and then just kind of go back and ponder for a few minutes and be like, boom, this is it. This is what I'm doing for them.
We have time. Usually we meet the family in the morning, and that evening, like last night, we all were in one big room and kind of got to our entire design plan together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
totally
is absolutely
cool.
Amazing. And while you're doing that, they're putting in the walls
right.
for the house
right.
in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and the opposite kind of totally rough excavators and bulldozers and concrete is happening here.
Yes.
It's an incredible dichotomy to be at work at the same time.
We were here last night watching it all happen, and it was really hard for us to leave. Like, it was really hard for us to leave. It's amazing.
I mean, it blows my mind how much work these guys get done.
Yes.
Every morning when I come back to set, I have to stop and go, what happened? I cannot believe that this is already up.
Yeah, where did that 150-foot long stack of lumber go?
Yeah, and where have you been all my life? I need this back on HGTV,
that's
too.
Right. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
We don't get this
man.
Help.
So you're also doing HGTV'd.
Yes.
So how's that been?
That is fun. It's sort of like this, but on a smaller scale, mm-hmm. where it's like a huge makeover, these sort of extreme rooms, which is a lot different than any other HGTV show I've done. So that's fun because you get to really do. I built a coffee house in somebody's house. So they
really?
Had 10, yes.
Really? Coffee bar. Espresso machine. Oh, and the whole thing?
It was a commercial coffee bar inside somebody's living room.
Did it come with a barista?
That was me. And I was only there for a day.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Are you an espresso drinker?
Yes. Well, I'm Cuban, so of course.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you don't call it espresso?
No.
Just so we're all on the same page. Yeah. Yeah. Just want to clear that air. It's espresso.
Espresso.
Okay. Just,
yeah. Now the High Low project that's on HGTV, is it started airing?
They did a sneak peek, but it'll start airing on September 3rd.
Okay. And so explain it to me. Explain the whole High Low. What is the gist of that?
I meet a client and they describe to me what their dream room would be if they won the lottery. Mm-hmm. So after I meet with them, I install that dream room. It could cost $75,000. The couple walks in, and if they love it, I take everything back out because I've borrowed it and recreate that exact look for whatever they can afford. Sometimes their budget's $2,800 and sometimes it's $5,000.
Now that is an amazing
It's a lot of work.
Oh my goodness.
It's crazy. Because I have
really
to find a matching
piece.
Yeah, I'm doing two rooms. One, everything's borrowed from all of my friends and sources in New York.
It's like the look for less,
right.
That whole thing.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a lot of work, but it's
fun. You don't know what that is. He's looking at it like, I don't know what that
Remember,
is.
Remember, it was on the Style Network with Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh
right?
My God,
Hasselbeck?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at me.
Such a cute.
I mean, do you think
was
Style
such a cute
Network?
She's married to a football player.
Yeah, well then, what's his name?
Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Oh, Hasselbeck, Seattle Seahawks.
The girl from Survivor.
Yes.
Yeah. We have children. I think I watch Survivor.
He's just trying to survive, basically.
We're watching movies from like 12 years ago.
Oh,
you know, if
so
they're on
sad.
Regular cable, yeah. And then I watch it for 10 minutes and pass out.
Well, and the kids need you.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So Target.
David Hasselbeck.
Tell me about Target.
Target, oh, I love working
yes.
with them. I've been a huge Target fan all of my life. When I found out that I got the job, I actually started hysterical crying in the train because it's just a dream come true. So it's fun. I get to do commercials and webisodes and curate their catalogs. It's just been a dream come true.
Now, are
you're
you out there
awesome
like,
word.
I want to know if you're like arm wrestling with Ty because he's got the whole Sears thing going and you've got the whole Target thing.
I'm
like,
not a competitive person.
In Video Village, you're like, you know, my stuff's better.
No, never.
Okay.
Never.
Like,
we haven't had that
down.
Conversation yet.
Okay.
You know what that means? You know what that means? Celebrity death match back.
There's a celebrity like housewares death match going on in Video Village.
Yes. Yeah.
Ty, those glasses just didn't
seriously
work.
Have you seen
my
mine?
Plates on the other hand,
we should put that
boom.
Together side by side. No,
they should, like, what, you know, Pepsi versus Coke.
I'm new, so I'm just keeping a low profile.
Okay.
I don't want to start trouble just yet.
Are you enjoying the chaotic schedule and the all of a sudden you're on and you're out here and it's lovely today, but it might be like 100 degrees tomorrow, and then you're off again.
This weather is amazing compared to North Carolina, which was my first shoot, and it was 100, right. It was over 100 degrees and the humidity was 80%. I actually collapsed on set.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
You did not.
Oh,
did EMTs go over there and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Now, was that the day like Michelle Obama was there?
Yeah.
She was there too?
It was the day before she got there,
oh,
but
okay.
Her people were there. It was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me at work.
Oh my goodness.
I woke up and I had dirt all over me.
Well,
and I
would call that dedication.
Or newbie. Yeah.
Now, what part of the country are you from originally?
I grew up in California, but I live in New York City now.
Oh, okay. So you're used to the dry desert kind of,
right?
Not North Carolina, which is like you can literally chainsaw through the air.
I've never, yes,
yeah.
And being on a site and being in
the middle of summer
and having boots on, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was hard.
Had boots on for that one, just one.
So now I just don't go anywhere without my water. I'm starting to learn.
That's awesome, and of course you look terrific. So you must be taking care of yourself at some point.
We eat well here. Michael and I were just eating when I got pulled. Dear.
Oh, is that right?
That's all we do is eat.
Salads?
No, we were having
guacamole. Did you try the clam chowder? I heard there's clam chowder there.
I didn't see any clam chowder.
Okay. I heard there was homemade clam chowder back there. Anyway, that's what I'm kind of like, my brain is like fixated on. Half my brain is over there like going, clam chowder, clam chowder.
I'll find it for you. I'll bring it.
Okay.
She came all the way over here to talk to us. You're thinking about clam chowder?
It's fine. I won't take it personally.
You know how I am. I'm like, I love your boots, clam chowder, High Low Project, Target. You know, and you're gorgeous.
Now all I can think of is I'm from Massachusetts, and chowder.
Yeah, right. But they don't
chowder.
Like when you say that. I was there, and it wasn't well received.
Oh, maybe you didn't carry it off so well.
Maybe
it's one of those things where if you don't get it quite right, then they get all uppity in your
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Well, Mark grew up in Cape Cod, so he can
Fancy.
Say it.
Oh, yeah. I had 10 boats. Yeah. I took one boat to get to my other boat to get to the bigger one that
nice.
We had. Yeah.
Keep going.
And then there were sweaters. I had a lot of sweaters wrapped around my neck.
Like 45 sweaters wrapped around, you know, the whole tie thing. You know, it was really,
a bow tie.
Oh, yeah, can you please look at me? Do I look? Yeah.
Hey, you're working.
You know what? I did work marine construction, though. That's where I got my start building. And we had a little boat we drove around. My office was literally the ocean.
In the winter, doing marine construction.
Oof.
That's
tough
how
job.
I started.
Yeah, that doesn't
tough
sound
job.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not like this. Have you guys even gotten dirty yet on the site?
We've walked around.
Yes.
The bottoms of our shoes.
Yeah, we haven't actually done it, but we were invited to help in Art World, so we're like getting excited that we can go back there. And
are you going
to
be here all week?
We are.
Oh, so you're going to be able to see the house done.
Yeah, well.
Almost.
Almost done.
Almost.
Yeah.
The timing doesn't work out exactly.
But the timing does work out for us to have to take a break.
God!
I know.
Killing me!
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory. But I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life.